Hello?
Hello, is this Jenka?
Yeah, is this Vince?
I'm trying to be.
Hey, Vince.
And listen, if you could speak into the microphone more directly, we are ready.
Okay.
This is Vincent Irene with Blast Furnace Radio, and we have on the phone with us today...
Jenka?
And Jenka, where are you?
I am currently in the occupied West Bank, which, contrary to popular belief, is not in Palestine, although there is an occupied West Bank there. But this is the occupied West Bank of Louisiana, particularly the city of New Orleans. It's the West Bank of the Mississippi River in a neighborhood called Algiers in New Orleans Parish.
I thought Algiers was in Latin America.
I think you mean Algeria.
Oh,
Algeria.
Oh my geography! You know, my one friend says that disasters are God's way of teaching us geography.
So you've been a little bit about this Algiers.
So you've been there how long?
I've been here a little over a week.
And you're working with?
I'm working with the Common Ground Collective.
Okay, now who are they?
It's a group formed by Malik Rahim, who's a local activist in the community and a former Black Panther. He was one of the organizers of the Desire Housing Project on Desire Street, New Orleans, during the 1960s when the police tried to kick the Black Panthers out. He was one of those people involved in the organizing, and the entire housing project. Every member of the housing project went and stood up to the police and their force of violence, saying, "If they kill us, it will be worth it because we want these Black Panthers here in our community. They are doing such positive work." So he has a long history of community activism, and he was here during Hurricane Katrina. And experienced the worst of it, and reported that there were white vigilantes roaming the streets, gangs of white vigilantes searching for black youth to shoot at, and shooting at people and killing them. There were bodies lying around in the street. There was no support, no emergency equipment coming in. No food rations, nothing, and the streets were flooded. The people were suffering in this situation. So he called on his network of organizers and community leaders from around the country to respond to this situation. So many, many responded with trucks full of aid, full of food and water. Volunteers who have come down here and committed themselves and started a free clinic in this community, which has been helping people not only with the injuries and trauma associated with Hurricane Katrina, but also with their everyday health care needs, because this is the first clinic that this neighborhood has seen. Being a poor, mainly black neighborhood, it has been completely underserved. And as Hurricane Katrina has brought out in this neighborhood and many others, the poor in this case and throughout American history have been forgotten and have been pushed aside and disappeared. This has made them visible again. And what Malik hopes, and the vision that I also share, is that this will wake people up to come to these communities to start helping people who have never had health care, who have never been served in the way that they deserve to be served. So setting up medical clinics in the Mississippi Delta, in the Louisiana coast, on the East Texas border, this is a larger vision and one that that the Common Ground is committed to, along with the vision of rebuilding New Orleans and rebuilding it in a sustainable way, rebuilding the wetlands and building up the city for protection against future hurricanes.
Not to get philosophical on you, but it's really interesting that like the Mennonites of old, that all these different flavors of anarchists have been heading down to this area. It's sort of like that's what we were all trained for, is how to put things back together.
Well, in a lot of ways, what we're seeing here is anarchy. We're seeing a dichotomy in some ways between the anarchy, the organized anarchy of a group like this, and the disorganized chaos that is the so-called, what we call Hurricane FEMA. Hurricane FEMA has had a more devastating effect even than Hurricane Katrina on the people who live here because of their incompetence, their gross negligence, and their absolute disregard for and disrespect of the people who live in these communities. The first aid that was dropped, okay, in New Orleans from helicopters after 5 days, the first aid that was dropped, and I've seen it with my own eyes, okay, the Red Cross came with their helicopters and dropped garbage cans into the water. In the garbage cans were packets of hard candy that expired 5 years ago.
Oh.
Someone reached into the back of their warehouse, dumped the first thing that came to mind, and it was old, hard candy for people who haven't eaten in 5 days. How insulting can an aid organization get? Not only that, the candy was wrapped in the paper wrapping, so it melted in the water and became a mush, a sugary, dirty, sewage-covered mush. I don't even have words for how insulting that is to the people of New Orleans, who had just suffered a tremendous trauma. So what we're seeing, and I think this is a good opportunity to challenge some of the misunderstandings about what anarchism is, because what anarchism is, it doesn't mean chaos. It means that we don't follow a centralized authority. In fact, we follow only the authority of our own conscience and our own hearts, and work together to organize in ways that are decentralized and non-hierarchical and not based on some age-old topology of top-down hierarchy. Instead, we get out there and get things done and do it in a way that makes sense and that people understand, and in which people are working with us and are not being helped by us necessarily. Because if I were in this position, this is what I would want someone to do for me. So this organization uses the slogan solidarity, not charity, because this is solidarity aid. We're not here to give them some token aid like hard candy or just, you know, drop off some old clothes we have. No, we're providing things that the community needs at this moment, because this is the way that we would want to be treated. It's the oldest concept in the book, treat others as you would like to be treated. But unfortunately, many people don't take that seriously. So we're providing things like generators, things like tarps, and volunteers to help people tarp their roofs that have caved in. We're helping collect dogs that are running stray in the street. We're cleaning out storm gutters that are so clogged that they are keeping the water in rather than draining. And some of these storm drains haven't been cleaned in years. There's no maintenance of this area of the city by the city government because, again, these are forgotten people. These are the left behind. These are the invisible people. And these are the people who are abandoned by the government in their time of extreme need. Now, I want to point out something about this area in particular, Algiers, which is that it's on the west bank of the Mississippi River. So Algiers did not get flooding like the east side of New Orleans got, because the levees on the east side broke, as you know, and the city was filled with from 4 feet to 30 feet of water in different areas. Now, people were wading through that water and getting to the bridge, going over into Gretna, which is the town, which is the neighborhood or area just next to Algiers. The chief of police of Gretna and the Gretna police force were standing on the bridge, literally shooting at people who were trying to cross that bridge and pushing them back into the sewage-infested water that was up to their neck, saying, basically, we don't want you to come into our neighborhood. Why don't you just die in that water? And people were pushed back into that water and had to stay there, some of them, for days. And the insult after insult after insult that was given to these people is just an indication of much larger policy of disregard and disrespect for the poor of this country. Not just New Orleans, but this entire country. And
what was it in Algiers that that they saw the Black Water Security Force so famous in Baghdad?
No, we haven't seen the Blackwater here. As far as I know, the Blackwater Security Force is over in the Ninth Ward on the east side of the river. But what I have seen are signs around Gretna, which is, to Algiers, it's the white neighborhood next to Black Algiers. That's kind of general, but that's the main difference in those neighborhoods. In Gretna, the police chief had signs all over the town thanking him for keeping those people out. And again, I just don't have words for insulting and disrespectful that has been, and how blatant the racism is, that the people who were trying to cross the bridge from New Orleans, from the east side, were for the most part Black, and those police officers who were pushing them back on the bridge, shooting at them, pushing them back into that next water, were for the most part white, and the stereotype that they were promoting was that these were Black looters coming to ransack their neighborhoods, when in fact they were people trying to survive and get to safety out of sewage-infested waters, which is what every human being deserves. So, again, I'm probably guessing that you can sense my outrage over this issue, and now I'm also feeling more outrage as well about recent incidents with the Common Ground Collective, where the Common Ground Collective has been servicing this community from day one after the hurricane. The National Guard, FEMA, the Red Cross, didn't arrive for 2.5 weeks.
My goodness.
In a lot of cases in this community. So for them to now come in after serving this community for less than a week and challenge the Common Ground and our legitimacy as an aid organization, they are not serving this community. All they're doing is making things worse.
Now, if people were going to, if people were going to help, because, you know, we're all so far away from that. Here in Pittsburgh, we're 17 hours away from you all. What are some ways that we could offer help or supplies or something?
Well, we have a website where you can find the latest list of needs.
Okay.
For this community. And that website is www.commongroundrelief.org.
Okay.
And so your listeners can find on that website the information of how to donate and what to donate, if they want to donate material goods or if they want to donate money. I haven't mentioned much about the clinic, but besides saying that for many people this is their primary health care now, it's the first time that there's been health care in their community. And so chronic illnesses are being treated for the first time. So many people are being diagnosed with their problems or their illnesses that they didn't even know that they had. They didn't know what it was that was the problem. And people who haven't been able to get treatment for long-term problems, health problems that they've had, are now starting to get treatment. So that clinic is being expanded into, right now, satellite or mobile clinics on the east side of the river, which hopefully are going to expand as the city's residents start to come back and rebuild and clean this city and make it livable again. The clinic and the model of the clinic and of the relief organization, of the volunteers and the many other parts of Common Ground Relief are going to be replicated in different areas, both in the city and in other parts of Louisiana. Most recently, we have sent two trucks yesterday after Hurricane Rita hit to the Houma Nation of Indians in South Louisiana who experienced extreme flooding. And although they weren't in the direct path of the hurricane, they were flooded out and were in need of supplies. So we have been the first on the scene to provide them with the needed supplies, the baby food, the water, the medicine, the meals that they need to eat. So our focus is expanding, and we're going to need more help from around the country, especially as we move towards the next stage of not just emergency response, but the actual rebuilding of New Orleans.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Some people, when I was there and also in Waveland, Mississippi, they said emergency relief might last through the holidays, but after the holidays, it's going to be time to start to rebuild.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that timeline?
I think people are already starting.
Great.
And I think that the community labor union that has formed has come up with the terms that we need. Relief, return, and reconstruction. So people have a right to return to their homes, to reconstruct their homes, and also have a right to know what contaminants are in the water, what are the dangers, and be protected from that and find ways to respond to that. We also need to be directly involved in the rebuilding process. Every member of the community needs to be a part of that. And to be able to make New Orleans rebuilt in a sustainable way, where the wetlands are not eroded, where the wetlands are preserved so that the levees don't break when a hurricane hits.
My goodness, it's a lot of work. And if people wanted to come down there, where can they call?
Well, the best place to go is, again, that website, commongroundrelief.org, which will give you all of the information that you need to know if you are thinking about coming down as a volunteer. We are very clear that volunteers should be ready to provide skill or just work, because everyone works very, very hard, and you would be expected to do so as well, and be as self-sufficient as possible with your own tent, your own water, and your own food.
So you're not looking for any radical tourist.
I think we've had more than enough disaster tourists who come to take pictures and drop off some old winter clothes that are completely irrelevant to people's needs right now, and then leave. So the thing that people should be providing right now, there's a big need for bleach and cleaning materials for black mold, for air vacs and pressure cleaners. There's a great need for generators and for medicine. We need real aid that makes sense in people's recovery efforts, not just the charity that someone wants to throw off because they don't need it anymore.
Is there any plans for pirate or internet radio?
Well, we are working on a web stream here. We have to get our internet connection back up after Rita. I don't think it'll be any problem, though, so we should be up and running pretty soon.
Are you getting the Verizon Wireless?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I can tell you this, that if people want to contact directly the Common Ground Collective and find out more about the community here and the work that is continually expanding and growing. The other day we got a donation of a boat from Michael Moore to help us in the relief effort.
All right.
Yep. So it's getting, the word is getting out there. It's growing, and we are providing care for more and more people every day.
So are they actually sandbagging stuff still? Are you still having problems with water?
Here, no.
Good.
We're not. There are problems in the ninth ward, the lower ninth ward in New Orleans, which is pretty well evacuated. In the upper ninth ward, there are still people, and in fact, I just got an announcement that L'Arche Noire Art Gallery is having an opening at 3 p.m. tomorrow.
What's the name of the gallery?
L'Arche Noire.
Okay.
And they're trying to bring culture back into the city and to encourage people to start coming back. Their art has been made out of the junk that they've collected from the deserted streets of New Orleans.
Oh,
not
my goodness.
Completely deserted, I might add, but fairly empty in comparison to other major cities.
Yeah, we should get Michael Moore down there to chop vegetables. The heck with the boat.
Yeah, we could use him chopping. Food Not Bombs is serving food in East New Orleans, and they're planning on growing their servings as well now that people are coming back into the city. Now, the commongroundrelief.org website is the best way to get information about us. Also, I would suggest people check neworleans.indymedia.org. And there's a website called katrina.mayfirst.org, which has a large number of grassroots local New Orleans and Louisiana and Mississippi organizations that people can donate to if you would like to donate to something other than Common Ground. Because there are plenty of people working on this that are working in a way that is sustainable and that is in touch with the local community instead of completely disconnected and based in some hierarchical command in Washington, D.C. The people who work in this community know these communities and know what the needs are and are the ones to deal with this emergency and with the relief and the rebuilding that is to come. CommonGroundRelief.org, and our phone number is 504-368-6897.
That number again?
504-368-6897.
my goodness. Well, Jacob, we're going to be calling you again, and for all of you who heard that phone number, if you have a, you know, 15-watt FM transmitter, I think that you could mail that down there also.
Well, again, Common Ground Relief would not be engaging in unlicensed broadcasts. But we will be doing web radio.
Okay. So, internet radio we should look for soon, and obviously a link for that will be provided right off the Common Grounds website. Listen, thank you for your time. We're going to be calling you again. And how long do you think that you're going to be there, Jenka?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm open right now. Going to be going back to Palestine at some point in October. And so I need to make some preparations for that. Get in touch with us and come on down and get ready to help rebuild this beautiful, amazing city, the home of wonderful music, jazz, and blues, and beautiful people, and art, and a really incredible culture that isn't found anywhere else in this country and needs to be brought back and not allowed to die in a sewage disgusting mess that the government allowed to happen.
Thanks again, Jenka. This is Vincent Irene for Blast Furnace Radio. You were just listening live to Jenka from Algiers, which is a community within New Orleans, a little bit above ground, and some of the activities going on there, very, very important that we be aware of this and that we help in any way possible. Thanks again, Jenka. You have a good night.
All right. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.